Over the last few years, I've thought a lot about practical ways to practice self-love. It hasn't always been easy for me to love myself, and all those times I've recognized a need to slow down and give myself some love, I haven't always known how. Should I go to the spa, plan a girls' weekend, or maybe read a book? Many of the suggestions I'd heard of for self-care and self-love felt too superficial. Also, I don't love the idea of having to spend a lot of money on self-care. With all that in mind, I've created a list of 8 ways that you can start practicing self-love. These are real-life, practical things you can do today if you want to. Number 1, delegate or delete. Right now, at this very moment, pick 3 things on your to-do list and delegate them to someone else or just delete them. We all have more things than time on our to-do list, and we know that not everything is going to get done. Stop making yourself feel bad by staring at that list. Cross off a few items. Just get rid of them. Don't even try to tell me that no one else can do them as well as you can. Letting go of your perfectionism and A-type tendencies is also self-love. Number 2, purge clothes that don't fit. There is absolutely no reason to keep a piece of clothing in your closet that doesn't fit you or make you feel good about yourself. If you are actively on a weight loss plan, put those items in a box in your garage. Otherwise, proceed directly to the donation bin. You will not be happier when you are a smaller size. You will be happier and love yourself more when you stop trying to squeeze into old clothes. Number 3, buy a good pillow. Most people are sleeping on awful pillows that they got on sale this one time. Spend some time researching pillows and then choose one that will work best for you. The right pillow can improve your sleep, and you'll wake up feeling less aches and pains. Prioritizing your sleep is a beautiful and often overlooked way to practice self-love. Number 4, turn off notifications for a day or a few hours. This one is particularly hard for me since my job includes managing social media accounts for clients, but it's so important. We live in a world that is so connected, and we are often just responding to other people's needs and notifications before our own out of habit. Just for one day or for a few hours, turn off your notifications and ringer, and for bonus points, hide your phone and don't look at social media. Stopping your mindless scroll and giving yourself the gift of the present moment is a beautiful thing. Apply a really nice face mask. A high-quality face mask can have an instant effect on your skin, it can be pretty relaxing, and it can give you a 15-minute break from the world. Go ahead, splurge on something fresh from Lush or The Body Shop, and then just put your feet up and close your eyes for a little while. Number 8, meditate. I hesitated a little to include this in my list because meditation can seem a bit hokey, but it's such a powerful tool for self-love. I've always been a believer in meditation, but anytime I get into a solid practice of doing it daily and focusing on myself, I feel so much calmer. It controls my anxiety and negative thoughts and just makes me happier in general. Number 9, get fitted for a good bra. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that most of my readers and listeners are women here. It might seem strange to list undergarments and self-love together, but it's so important. So many women I know haven't had a bra fitting in years or even never, and they're just walking around wearing the wrong size or shape. Your back will feel better with the right bra, and your clothes will fit better, giving some oomph to your selfies. We wear a bra every single day. It should make us feel good about ourselves. And finally, number 10, take a day off and rest intentionally. We've all had a day when we were so exhausted that we just crash. Be good to yourself and rest before you get to that point. Plan to give your body and your brain a break at least once a month. If you want to take your resting to a new level, you need to try out this technique, which is called intentional resting. I've linked to it in the blog post, so make sure you click back and download these tips from Sarah Wilson. That's it for me, but I'd love to hear if you have any easy and practical ideas for self-love. Pop over to the blog or the Facebook page and leave me a comment and let me know how you like to take care of yourself.